An official review has found party disunity and poor communication were major factors in Labor's federal election loss last year. The wide-ranging document confirms what most of those in the ALP have long known. The last-minute change of prime ministers made it hard to run an effective campaign, as did policy-on-the-run decisions made by Kevin Rudd and his team in the lead-up to the election. Brisbane councillor Milton Dick helped carry out the review and spoke with political reporter James Glenday.
The review canvassed the reasons why we lost the election, and to be honest, they've been done to death.
If there hadn't been the last-minute leadership change, would there have been the confusion and the dysfunction within the Labor campaign?
Well, look, I'm not going to be going into those leadership issues. However, without a doubt, the late change of leadership, of course, had an impact on those campaign structures. Now, we know that. We've seen that. What we've got to do now is look at how we perform.
Do you believe that the election campaign manager should have more power during the campaign? Kevin Rudd, of course, was famous for trying to control individual elements of things.
Well, it's critical that the buck stops with the campaign director. We know that in every campaign there are always tensions. This isn't about blaming anyone.
There are some fairly strong points you make in your review. Were a lot of the submissions that you received from people angry or upset at how Labor had performed in the lead up to the last election?
I wouldn't say anger. I would say out of this review there's a lot of hope about finding the right campaign tools, putting candidates in the field early, putting on-the-ground campaign teams in place now.
Kevin Rudd's team brought in consultants from Washington and elsewhere. You don't believe that they were effective. Why is that?
Well, I don't believe that people from outside of our Australian political system necessarily have the skill sets that our on-the-ground campaigners do.
Did party members feel, sidelined by these overseas consultants? Is that what you're getting at?
I don't think they felt sidelined. They felt that we need to look at how we can best use our local talent here. So that's why we've commissioned a recommendation to building up 60,000 new active campaigners. So to build an army.
In the United States, there is a process that's commonly referred to as non-stop campaigning. Are you trying to bring that in to the Labor Party here?
Well, where we've analysed the successful electoral results, particularly in Western Sydney, in seats like Greenway, Parramatta, in places like Queensland where we weren't expected to win any seats, in places like Lilly, Rankin and Morton where we defied the trends, the one common theme out of those electoral results demonstrated in the evidence was that where those members are continually engaging with the community, if you want continuous campaigning, we're going to adopt some of those models and some of those successful strategies and roll them out.
The election result for Labor was particularly disastrous in Western Australia. How do you fix that?
Look, we need to ensure that there is adequate policies, messaging, particularly around those Western Australian issues. With only three seats currently, Labor will not win government unless we improve our electoral chances in Western Australia. The recommendations that we've looked at all add to the mix of making sure that Labor is talking to the community and better connecting with the community.
The Brisbane City Councillor Milton Dick speaking there with James Glenday.